Berchus, Moreno, Verabena, Reb Weinberger. I'm going to give a little intro onto Yevamos, just some important points just to know. So the first thing is the mitzvah of Yibum only applies to a brother from the father that dies while he's married without any children. But it's only a brother from the father, not a brother from the mother. But when it comes to Arias in the Torah, Arias, that one is not allowed to have relations with any of his relatives, that's even the relatives from the mother as well. That's one point. The second point we want to bring up is what happens when the mitzvah of Yibum coincides with Arias. In other words, let's say that a person's brother was married to somebody that he's usher to marry. So his brother's mutter to marry, and there are many cases where a brother can marry one of the Arias because brother is only from the father, and you can have relatives from the mother, and also even somebody like a person's daughter, he can marry off to his brother, which is a niece and an uncle that are married. That can happen as well, and other Arias that we're going to see. So what happens when that happens? So then this brother dies, and now you have a conflict of Yibum versus the Isser of Arias. So in this case, Taisenta brings, like the Gemara says, that a mitzvah of Yibum, which is an asay, is not docha a los asay of kares. Now the Rav does bring a drasha why it doesn't work. You don't really need the drasha, Taisenta says. This is really the main point. An asay is not docha a lav of kares, which is incest. That's an Isser kares. So obviously Yibum is not going to override that. But the pasuk that the Rav brings, the pasuk in Vayikra, V'isha elachosa lotikach litzror, legalos ervosa aleha. So this is specifically in the Chumash talking about marrying a sister of one of his wives. He shouldn't marry her, losikach. Then it says, letzror legalos ervosa aleha. So but the focus on the word aleha, she'en tam lomer aleha, elalametcha to teach us, shafilu yivamto shenemer ba yivamo yovo aleha. So that word aleha, don't bring upon your already existing wife. That same word aleha is almost like a code word. We see it when it says yivamo yovo aleha. Even if it's a yevama, in other words, aleha is referring to like a hint for a yevama, that you can't marry two sisters even if you're trying to marry the second one through Yibum. That's what the remez is in the pasuk. But really, like we said, the real reason you can't do it is because Yibum cannot be docha arayas. But the real reason we bring this pasuk is the second part of the drasha, which is going to be important to know through these mishnayos, is there's another din called tsaros erva. Tsaros, like the pasuk's talking about, lotikach litzror, legalos erva salea, marrying two sisters, one to the other, they're called tsaros to each other. Then when one person marries multiple wives, all the wives are considered tsaros to each other, that's how they're called in Chazal. And the chiddush is, from this drasha, is that not only do you not do yibum to the wife that the dead brother left behind, that's one of the arayas to you, but also his other wife that is not related to you at all, you're also not allowed to marry her. And that's the drasha, lotikach litzror. Now it's an interesting, instead it could have said latzor. So first of all, even if it said latzor, not the two reishes, but just latzor, that would have told me also that not only do I not marry and do yibum when there are two sisters, but even when it's not just the sister, but it's her tsara. It's another woman that was married to your brother with the sister, her counterpart, so to say. You also don't marry that counterpart. And the lashon of tsuror with two reishes, like almost like a double lashon, that teaches me that not just that tsara, that counterpart, but if this tsara went and married a second brother, let's say he had a second brother, did yibum on this tsara, and this second brother had another wife who is a tsara to this tsara, and this second brother then died, and again, this tsara would fall to yibum to the first brother again. So she, this tsara, almost drags along the original Isser and assers the tsara of that tsara. In other words, she's a tsara to the first wife that you're really a relative to, but she gets married to multiple brothers. They all die without children. Her counterparts, her tsaras, would all be assar to that first brother. And finally, Yibum and Chalitza, they usually go hand to hand. We're going to see that if somebody's pater from Yibum, he's usually pater from Chalitza. Sometimes Chazal made a person do Chalitza in certain cases, but they're usually grouped together. Because anywhere Yibum would work, Chalitza would work, like Taisenta brings, as we're going to see in the fourth parak.